The Traveler's Journal, December 26th. Spending Boxing Day in Antwerp. Belgium's second largest city, Antwerp, is the capital of Flanders, the Flemish-speaking section in the northwest part of the country. Access to the North Sea via the River Schelde long ago made Antwerp one of the world's great ports, even though it's situated over 50 miles inland. In fact, for much of the 16th century, Antwerp was Northern Europe's dominant commercial power. Its coffers filled with the riches of the Far East trade, the city became a vibrant intellectual center, where Rubens and Van Dyck painted masterpieces on cathedral walls and canvas, and printing houses churned out books by the bushel. Antwerp's old heart still harbors a warren of cobblestone lanes and street-corner Madonnas surrounding soaring Gothic cathedrals. The northern side of the main market square is lined with daintily restored guild houses. The Stadhuis, completed in 1566, is one of the great structures of the Northern Renaissance. The city's several distinguished museums feature the works of its venerable masters. Its fortunes have waxed and waned throughout the centuries, but the elan of Antwerp 2000 stems from two glitzy factors, gemstones and fashion. The undistinguished storefronts surrounding the train station are the world's largest diamond center, handling half of its annual production. Recently, the city sprouted dozens of design houses, which create considerable haute couture. Each week brings a new round of art openings and fashion shows. Antwerp's often packed with visitors from Britain, France, and Germany, who've learned there's more to this unconventional city than first meets the eye. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. Visit us online at travelersjournal.com.